This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone of Vadhavan Port in Palghar district of Maharashtra. He also inaugurated various fishery projects and distributed transponders and Kisan credit cards to fishermen. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said that in the last decade, development on India's coast has gained unprecedented pace. He noted that the government has modernized ports, developed waterways and invested lakhs and crores of rupees in this direction. The cost of this project is around 76,000 crore rupees. Vadhavan Port, located near Dahanu town in Palghar district, will be one of India's largest deep water ports and will provide direct connectivity to international shipping routes, reducing transit times and costs. The Prime Minister also inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for 218 fishery projects worth around 1,560 crore rupees aimed at bolstering the sector's infrastructure and productivity across the nation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will flag off three Vande Bharat trains tomorrow afternoon through video conferencing. Realizing the vision of Make in India and Atmanirbhar Bharat, the state-of-the-art Vande Bharat Express will improve connectivity on three routes, Meerut-Lucknow, Madurai-Bengaluru and Chennai-Nagercoil. These new Vande Bharat trains will provide people with world-class means of travel, offering speed and comfort while catering to three states, Uttar Pradesh, Tamil Nadu and Karnataka. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that India cannot become a developed nation if women are not participants in its growth. He was addressing an interactive session on role of women in Viksit Bharat at Bharati College, University of Delhi today. Mr. Dhankar said women are the most important stakeholders in the making of a Viksit Bharat. He said that girls and women have energy and talent, and creating an ecosystem is a must for their optimal participation. The Vice President also stressed women-led empowerment. Expressing pain over the Kolkata rape and murder incident, the Vice President said that where women and girls do not feel safe, that society is not a civilized society. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today said the era of uninterrupted dialogue with Pakistan is over, stressing that actions have consequences. Dr. Jayashankar stated this during a book launch in New Delhi. He said India is not passive with regard to dealing with Pakistan, and New Delhi will react whether events take a positive or a negative direction. Talking about Bangladesh, the minister said India has to look for mutuality of interest amidst the political changes in the neighboring country. On India's relationship with the Maldives, Dr. Jayashankar said there have been ups and downs in India's approach to the Maldives. Former Jharkhand Chief Minister Champai Soren joined the BJP at a function at Dhurwa Maidan in Ranchi this afternoon. Earlier, Champai Soren had asserted that he is joining the BJP to save the tribal identity and its existence, which is at stake in the state's Santhal Pargana region due to rampant infiltration from Bangladesh. The meeting of the Joint Committee of Parliament on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 is currently underway in New Delhi to seek views and suggestions from various stakeholders. The Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 is intended to overcome the shortcomings and to enhance the efficiency of the administration and management of the Waqf properties. The IMD has forecast a very heavy rainfall over Odisha, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Vidarbha and Telangana during next 2 to 3 days. The IMD said that these conditions will also prevail over parts of Gujarat and Vidarbha till tomorrow. Meanwhile, IMD has said a deep depression formed over Kutch region in Gujarat is expected to turn into a cyclone and is likely to move towards Pakistan in the northeastern Arabian Sea. In view of this, IMD has forecast heavy showers in Kutch region today. The IMD has issued an orange alert in 7 districts of Kerala, indicating isolated very heavy rainfall. At the Paralympic Games in Paris, India opened their account with shooters Avni Lekra clinching a gold and Mona Agarwal bagging a bronze. Avni won the gold medal at the women's 10-meter air rifle with a score of 249.7, which is also a Paralympic record. And that is the end of this news bulletin.